This morning we are going to look at a portion of scripture from the Gospel of Mark, and it is one of my favorite portions of scripture because it deals with a little bit of farming and stuff, so I really enjoy it. Please stand as you are able for the reading of the Gospel. Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. And again, we read as follows in the name of our Lord. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples." Amen. Please be seated. So now you see where the little bit of farming comes in. Speaking of planting, harvesting, and the growth period. We see here that this man cast seed into the ground. And one thing that a lot of us don't really think about, even as I was growing up on the farm, I never even thought about this at all. If I didn't want that seed to grow, the only thing I could do to it was to not put it in the ground. If I put it in the ground, there's nothing I could do to stop it from growing. And there's nothing I could do to make it grow. And this is how the kingdom of God is. We as followers of Jesus Christ and followers of God plant seeds everywhere we go. Now, I hope we all agree with that. Because any time that we have an opportunity to spread the word to anyone, and we use that opportunity, that is considered a seed that is planted. And there's where we lose control of it. We have nothing to do with how that seed grows. Just like in here, he sleeps, he rises night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. There's nothing that we can do to affect it. It is all in the hands of God. God might use us to nourish that seed, but there's nothing that we of ourselves can do. Now, I hope we have all had the chance to see something like this happen. A friend of ours, a co-worker, or even a family member. To see how well a seed can sprout up on its own. Whenever we see someone that we love, Well, we should love everyone around us. Whenever we know someone that doesn't really know the Lord, as living, going through our lives, living as a Christian, we are planting a seed in their lives. And God will use us to nourish that seed, or to water it, if you will. And that seed will spring and it will grow. It's a beautiful thing to watch. To watch someone the first time that they believe. I hope you have all experienced that. To know that someone you know has just come to know your Lord and Savior is a beautiful thing. The only thing that can compare to it is when we first came to know our Lord and Savior. And then there's the really beautiful part. When the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. When that seed that we have planted grows and matures into a living Christian, that living Christian is part of the harvest. And when that harvest day does come, it's the most beautiful thing we can ever imagine. I mean, I just heard a comparison made about what heaven might be like this past weekend. And if it's not better than that, I'd be very surprised. That what we were talking about was, well, we were at Camp Lottie. And we said, one of the guys said, you know, heaven's probably pretty much like this. And I can't really disagree. I'm sure it's a whole lot better. There's no accidents. The sauna's always hot, no matter what time of day you go in there. And the lake ain't so cold. When that harvest day comes, to know that any seed that we have put forth in this life knows that on that harvest day, heaven is the end. That is the beautiful thing. Now we come to another comparison. The kingdom of God is like that of a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. Now, have any of you ever seen a mustard plant? Most of them that I've seen are, you know, maybe about that tall, a couple feet tall. And I remember having to pick them. One of my uncles would pay me a penny a plant to get them out of his oat fields. And, you know, for 7 or 8 year old kid, that's pretty good money. Go out there and walk around with your cousins out in the field and make $4 or $5 a day, and it's good money. But you learn to hate mustard. But in all those days, I never did really look closely at that plant. Never did look to see what kind of seed it had. But now I have looked at it on the internet, and it is a tiny seed. And the kingdom of God is being compared to that seed. That little tiny itty bitty seed that if it were in my hand I'd have a hard time seeing it is being compared to the kingdom of God. Now you need to ask yourself, why is it being compared to that little itty bitty seed? Because that's what it starts out as. And that little itty-bitty seed can grow wherever it wants. No matter how many times we went and picked through them fields, it was always back. And another thing I didn't know about a mustard seed was they do grow quite large. They'll get up to 12 feet tall. And they will bush out, and birds love them because there's all the little itty bitty seeds on there. All the shade. They can make nests in there like crazy, and they can feed off of that plant. The only other thing they need is water. Now that's why it is being compared to a mustard seed. The kingdom of God starts out tiny, but it grows. And all of us can live in it, thrive in it, and need nothing more than that. We get everything we need from the kingdom of God. When you first look at it, it doesn't look like that great of a comparison. But when I thought that, I thought myself pretty silly, seeing how Jesus was the one who was making this comparison. It is a great comparison. The kingdom of God comes down to earth in the form of one man. And from that one man has sprung forth the biggest kingdom on the earth. And I know some of us have doubts about it, but there are millions and millions of people living in that kingdom and getting whatever they need from that kingdom. By the grace of God, we are in that kingdom. So now we need to go and scatter more of those seeds. Spread those seeds out to everyone we know so that we may all be in that kingdom. We need to remember that there's nothing that we can do about that seed. If that seed does not spring up and grow, it is not our fault. It is of the will of God that any of that will happen. If I put a seed in the ground, I cannot tell it to bring up a corn stalk if I put a pumpkin seed in. If I put in a corn seed, I cannot tell it to grow in 5 days. It has a will, and that will comes from the Father. Through the will of the Father, we will see seeds spring up in a day, or in 2 years, or never. But it is all up to the Father. We are just His farmers. Verse 33, "And with many such parables spake He the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake He not unto them, and when they were alone, He expounded all things to His disciples." Jesus spoke in parables to anyone that would listen. I've always loved parables. Because they really caught my attention. It seemed a beautiful way to share stories. Seem like simple stories, but they've got a great meaning to them. And they always bring you back to Christ. Jesus spoke with parables to all the people that would listen, because they had not come to know Him yet. I don't know if He did it just to arouse their curiosity or what the reasoning was. But we know that He had a perfect plan for whatever He was doing there. But to His disciples, He expounded on all things. He explained everything to them. When He was alone with them, all things were explained. Now, I'll admit it, when I first read this, I was like, well, why doesn't He explain it to all of us? But now I realize that He does. When we go into His Word with a prayerful heart, with an open mind, and with the knowledge that He will provide, He does provide, and He does expound on everything. So So I don't know how many of you would like to think of yourself as a farmer. Maybe I can call you gardeners. No, I like farmers better. We are all farmers. We are all planting seeds. And everything that we do can bring forth something great. As great as a mustard seed. Even though it is tiny, it is a great thing. Because that mustard seed can support everything. Just as we are supported by the kingdom of God. We are in that kingdom. We are fed by that kingdom. And no matter what, there's room for more and more in that kingdom. Amen.